This week in West Virginia history, Harold Hazlett was born in Putnam County on December 26, 1917. After serving in France during World War II, he worked as a pipe fitter for Union Carbide in South Charleston. He retired in 1980 after 33 years of service. While working at Carbide, he started a side hobby, making violins, cellos, and other instruments. His reputation spread quickly, first locally and then worldwide. The Violin Society of America honored Hazlett on several occasions, and one of his cellos earned the Society's prestigious gold medal for tone. In 1996, filmmaker Robert Gates took an in-depth look at Hazlett's life and work in the documentary Building a Cello with Harold. Hazlett continued making instruments well into his 90s. He finally closed his shop at the end of 2013 at the age of 96. During his career, he made 86 violins, 14 violas, 65 cellos, and one double bass. Today, Hazlett instruments are played by some of the world's great classical musicians, as well as bluegrass and old-time fiddlers. They often compare his instruments to those made by Antonio Stradivari and other great instrument makers of the past. For more information on Harold Hazlett, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by the Thrasher Group, providing civil engineering, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thethrashergroup.com.